early next month.
Kay, good morning.
Hey, Kay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Doing great.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us here to talk about the Black Tie Affair. This sounds fancy.
Oh, but it is so much fun. It's a very casual event, but everyone is required to wear a black tie, and we hope that people will get creative with that.
So basically, you're encouraging people to dress casual, but sport a black tie then, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the Strong City Preservation Alliance and the Black Tie Affair. This is going to, obviously, you know, go to the Alliance, but you have a lot of work going on with the Uptown Theater in Strong City. How's progress?
Well, it's coming along pretty good. I don't know if most people would know, but the roof had collapsed on that building back in 2000, I think it was, October of 2000. And so once we got everything secured and we were able to put a roof back on it, we've started now gradually getting it all cleaned out. And, you know, there, all that debris had to come out of there. And we've been able to show a few movies, and now we're having some fundraisers. And we have recently been awarded a $90,000 Heritage Trust Fund grant. So that will allow us to restore the lobby and those steps out front.
Outstanding. Now, is that Heritage grant, is that a challenge grant, or is that just a straight $90,000 grant that's going to let you really move into the next phase of the renovations?
We had to have, I think it was 20% in the funds on hand, and so we've had to work throughout the years to get that money so that whenever we applied for this, whenever we were awarded it, we would have that money on hand. So we've got a little bit of skin in the game here, and then once we've gotten the lobby restored and the steps out front, then we will start with the rest of the auditorium.
Well, let's talk about the history of the Uptown. Kay, give us a little background on the Uptown and how significant it has been in Strong City.
Well, it started out as it was the very front of it says 1900 auditorium, and then it became known as an opera house, and today we know it as the Uptown Theater. And I think it closed in the 1990s, but before that, Dudley Doolittle, he would show a movie every weekend, and gosh, you know, you'd run up the stairs and holler down at your folks and tell them what time the movie was going to be out, and then you'd go in, and he just did wonderful things for the children of Chase County by showing those movies.
What are some of your memories of the theater, Kay? Sorry to interrupt, but what are some of your memories of the theater growing up?
I went there to see movies. Then Santa Claus was always there, and they'd have a Christmas movie at Christmas time. And, our friends, all of us would line up in a row and all sit together and, you know, the giggle and all that and watch the movie. So it was a good time. And I think even before that, they had a skating rink in the basement of it, and they'd move all the fire trucks out, and the kids would go in and skate and have a good time. But it's just a wonderful building. And it needs to be restored. We need to keep it right there.
Indeed. Well, you mentioned here about some of the different things that are up next. How much work do you have to do in order to get this where you would like it and other members of the Strong City Preservation Alliance would have it and essentially reopening it to the public on a full-time basis?
We still have a lot of work to do, but this $90,000 is going to be a real good start for us. And it's going to give us the leverage we need to secure some other grants and to move forward with the restoration.
You know, when you drive by that in Strong City, people, you know, for years and years, the building has just kind of been sitting there in disarray. And you just know that historically, information just dripping from the Uptown Theater. So it'll be great to have that back in play. Let's talk again about the big second annual Black Tie Affair, a big fundraiser. So this will be coming up October 2nd. How exactly will this play out, Kay?
Well, Casa Ramos, they just graciously donate food every year for this, and we can't thank them enough. It's $50 per person. We've got some live auction items, Chuck Maggard will be auctioning them off. We've got some door prizes. Acrostic, a live band, will be playing. They've got great music. They were there for the first one. So it's just going to be a great evening. We'll have a bar set up, and just everybody needs to come and have a good time.
And this will be in the Uptown Theater, right?
It will be in the theater, yes. And it's pretty impressive to walk in the building and see how good it looks right now. You know, it's really got it cleaned up, looking nice, and we've built a restroom inside, so we do have indoor plumbing now. So anyway, it's all good.
You've come a long way.
It's all good.
Yeah. We really have.
Well, Kay, if folks would like more information about the Strong City Preservation Alliance specifically, how do they get that?
www.1900theater.com.
All right, and if folks want more information about getting those Black Tie Affair tickets, what do they need to do?
Contact one of our board members, and I think that information is on our Facebook page. And I just get a hold of one of us, or even call the city of Strong City, and they can sure hook you up with someone.
All right, Strong City Preservation Alliance, second annual Black Tie Affair coming up on October 2nd in Strong City at the beautiful Uptown Theater. Kay, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kay Lauer joining us this morning. That'll be a fun deal, won't it?
That will be a ton of fun. Yeah, looking forward to that. And we'll be having news stories coming up here shortly on KVUE and KVUE.com here this week. Again, just a quick reminder, Interstate 35. East of Emporia, Lebo exit. Please avoid that if you possibly can. There's backups in both directions, northbound and southbound, after a bad wreck. We're still awaiting word here from Coffee County and the Kansas Highway Patrol on the severity of this particular wreck. But again, we've been told that not just one, but two airlift helicopters have been to the scene. One quite possibly has already taken off from the site of that particular crash site. So we'll be working to get some information here from Coffee County and the Highway Patrol here and get that to you shortly.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 9:02, 74 degrees. Good morning.
The fall real estate market is upon us. Hi, I'm Gwen Longbine of Eck Real Estate.